Praise be Jesus and Mary. One of the glorious marks of the Catholic Church is that it's apostolic, which means that she was and is built on the foundations of the apostles, handpicked and sent on mission by Christ himself. And the Catholic Church today celebrates two glorious apostles, St. Simon the Zealot and St. Jude Thaddaeus. If you read the different accounts of the evangelists when they list the 12 disciples of Christ in St. Matthew, in St. Luke, in St. Mark, they always place St. Simon and St. Jude next to each other. So that's why perhaps we celebrate them together. And we know from tradition that they both went to Persia and preached the gospel there and were both martyred. Although we don't have much information about them, about St. Simon and St. Jude, the fact that they were apostles should be enough. Because being apostles, they had the privilege of not only staying with Christ, being with him, but of directly being commissioned by the risen Lord to go preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have taught you. To evangelize, to catechize, to baptize means to transmit the goods of salvation, which Jesus Christ himself has won for us. And this is the apostolic mandate. This was the mission of the apostles. And we know that St. Jude and St. Simon, but St. Jude took this very seriously because we know this from his epistle. Read the epistle of St. Jude. He writes that the motive for him writing that letter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he says this: "Beloved, being very eager to write to you of our common salvation, I found it necessary to write, appealing to you to contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." He was urging the faithful to persevere in the faith. Now listen to what Dei Verbum says. "The apostles, in handing on what they themselves received, warn the faithful to maintain the traditions which they had learned, either by word of mouth or by letter. And they warn them to fight hard for the faith that had been handed on to them once for all." Dei Verbum. Persevere in the faith, but also to preserve the faith. This is an obligation, as Jude tells us and as the Church teaches, of all Christians to preserve the goods of salvation. And the advice and exhortation of St. Jude in his epistle is very timely. Read it again. This is what he says. He exhorts the faithful to build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What is he saying? St. Jude is telling the faithful, practice and exercise the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. And this is what we need today. We need saints who exercise in a heroic manner faith, hope, and charity. But he doesn't end there. St. Jude tells us that we also have to help others. He says, convince some who doubt, save some by snatching them out of the fire, on some have mercy with fear. So he's telling the faithful to preserve their faith, but also to help others in their faith. And there are different categories, he says. Convince some who doubt, so those who waver in the faith. Save some by snatching them out of the fire, so the souls who have been harmed but could be recovered. And on some have mercy with fear, those who persist in their errors. Have mercy with fear. So St. Jude exhorts the faithful to do the possible good to the souls that we encounter. And the souls that we will encounter are all different. Some waver, some are harmed but could be recovered, and some persist stubbornly in their error. But in all this, I think we have to remember that we are sinners, called from sinners, who are sent to help other sinners. May Our Lady, Queen of the Apostles, intercede for the Church. May we preserve the faith, persevere in the faith, and remain faithful to Jesus Christ and His gospel that saves. Praise be Jesus and Mary.